Thank you for calling Where's Jewelers. For store hours, press 1. For jewelry services we provide, press 2. To check on the status of your repair, press 3. To speak with a sales associate, press 4.
This call will be recorded.
Thank you for calling Where's Jewelers.
Hey, it's Mick. How are you today?
Hey, brother. What's going on? How are you?
Oh, doing good, thanks. I actually just got back from a little staycation, so kind of getting my wheels back on the road.
Every time I talk to this man, he's on vacation. What do you mean?
Well, when you put yourself in the same spot for 20 years, you tend to accrue some vacation back.
Yeah, you sure do. Good for you, man. Good for you.
Thanks. How about you? What's been new?
Nothing really. We ran a cruise event for the entire month of June. It kind of fell in space, which sucks, but we're doing well. We're still selling stuff, but it's like the first entry to the cruise event itself, you get, you know, vacation stay on us is $3,500, and people will buy things for $3,000 and stare at me, and I'm like, $500 more, you get four hotel nights on us, and they'll just not do it. So I'm like, okay, whatever. It saves me money. I don't have to buy the hotels. So it's crazy. We're doing well still, but it's just very interesting, the thought process from some people.
Do you think that, I'm not pointing you in any direction. It's a genuine question. You're in Florida. When I think of Florida and I go on cruises, like I go, I don't know of anybody that lives down in Florida that often goes on cruises.
That's all our customer base does. They talk about it all the time. And IDC, which I'm sure you know well, International Diamond Company.
Yeah.
They're based in Sarasota, and they've been running one for 5 years straight. They run it every year.
No kidding.
So we have plenty of people because you drive up to Tampa and you port out of there. It's easy. Or you drive down to Miami, whichever one. So, you know, they don't have to fly to get to where they're going. It's just a very – I don't know if the particular cruises that are offered within the package are not enticing. I don't know what it is, but it's just a very interesting thought process. I mean, our goal for the month was broken in the second week of June, but we've sold 2 packages. It's very interesting. Not at all what we thought it was going to be, but – it is what it is. We'll learn and move on. I think I'm going to do a golf package for guys next year.
That might be interesting.
Where they, you know, you come in and you buy yourself or you buy your wife a nice old piece of jewelry and she gets a weekend away from you and you get a weekend free of golf. feels like it might work out pretty well for half of my customers down here. So we'll see. We'll see.
Well, we did something like that at JCK a couple years back, and it fell on its face. And in hindsight, when we were speaking to our jewelers, I'm going to round, I'd say 75% of them, when you tell them about it, they'd be like, yeah, whatever, if I want a cruise or if I want a vacation. Because it wasn't necessarily a cruise. It was like, you know, go to Mexico, go to here, go to there. They basically were like, yeah, if I want that, I'll just buy it myself.
And I think that's what our customers are running into. They can just do it if they want to. They don't need to buy the jewelry with it, and that's okay. We've learned from it. It's probably not something we'll push pretty hard again. But we just wanted a new store, new ownership type thing. We just wanted to try to put something out there and let people know. And we paid for the marketing, and people will talk about it. It's a thing. They'll come in like, yeah, I got your card. And we're like, so are you interested? And they're like, not really. Like, okay, well, anyway.
Take the win that they came in, you know?
Right, yeah, and that's kind of where we're at. So, yeah, man, we're just kind of floating through the month.
Fair enough. Going to see you in Louisville?
Of course. Of course. We'll be there, my friend. You know you're always on our list. Even if I don't want to come see you, I have to.
You're obligated. Christy kind of cemented that for you. Sorry.
No,
and then she abandoned us both.
I know. Now she got her own store. Crazy how that works, huh?
Yeah, 100%.
Have you heard from her? Is she doing okay?
Oh, yeah. She's actually a client of mine.
Oh. So she ribbing you on diamond prices yet?
No. I mean, right now she's in a situation where she's just trying to get her name out there. So, like, I don't know if you're friends with her on Facebook or anything, but, like, you'll just... She's constantly promoting the...
That's what you got to do. You got to hustle when you're brand new like
yeah.
that. You got to build a customer base. So
100%.
Good for her, though.
Yep. Yeah, so she's actually where, I mean, she and I used to talk about stuff like that. She's like, I can't see myself being in four walls. I really like to travel
yeah.
and blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's funny you said that because when we were at INOX, when I was at INOX and I was getting some information from people that I had known in the industry for a long time, she was one person that I asked about it, and she was like, you're going to hate it. She's like, you're a travel bug. You like being, you like selling, you like doing this, you like doing that. And I was like, I do, but I also like being in one place, you know?
Yeah.
And I just thought it was so funny that she was like, she was one of the few who were like, don't do it. You know, like it's a lot of work, you know, and now she owns her own store, but circumstances obviously change, you know, but
yeah.
it's,
but she's loving
it's a,
it.
I know, and that's, and I knew she would. She's very well versed in that, and she's good at promoting herself. That's why she sold so well. Is she sold herself, you know, and I think that's what the best salespeople do anyways. Not necessarily what they're selling, it's who they are.
Agreed.
It works.
100% agree.
Yeah.
So, cool. Well, so, last thing, and this is just a friendly reminder, I did see last payment that we got from Michaela was on the 15th for like $558.
Of June?
Yeah. And
okay.
then there is a remaining balance. Do you want me to just email her what it is and she
yeah,
can just let
email
me know?
Her. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, she cuts checks once a month, and we're staying attached to at least one bill from everybody every single month, you know, and trying to make sure we're at least making payments toward people. We're trying to not, you know, make things as difficult as they were in the past. Let's put it that way. So,
gotcha.
Whatever you need from her, just tell her, and she'll send it. She's being the ever worrier, you know, instead of just paying bills. She's like, well, what happens if this happens? And I'm like, that's not how that works. Like, it's going to be okay. like what happens if nobody comes to the store for two straight weeks? And I was like, you know, that's not going to happen. that's not how this works.
It's good that you guys balance each other out. You need one of her and you need one of you. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
and please know, I am not the bill collector. When I see it turns red, I just like to kind of like, you know, the old Seinfeld situations. Like, I just say Costanza to remind you to, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
And
I hear you, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I got you.
Perfect.
Well, yeah, just shoot her an email, and we'll go from there, and we'll chat at RJL.
Sounds great. All right, my friend.
Bye, brother.
Thanks,
man.
Bye-bye.
See you.